Good evening. I call to order this August 22nd, 2023 meeting of the Blair Mayor and City Council. I am Mindy Rump, the Mayor of Blair, and I am pleased you have joined us this evening. This is a public meeting and you are part of the process. I encourage you to participate, ask questions, and share your thoughts. I want you to feel comfortable, and I will do everything that I can to make sure that your voice is heard. We have several rules to help us proceed with the meeting, and I ask that you please keep them in mind. Please turn off your cell phones. If you need to take a call, step outside the chamber. When you wish to speak, simply raise your hand. I will recognize you and you may come to the podium. The city clerk must record who you are, so please state your name, spell your last name, and state your address. Keep your remarks brief, about 3 minutes, so that others have the opportunity to speak. And please direct your remarks to either me, the city council, or city staff. A copy of the Open Meetings Act has been posted at both exits, and we will begin with the roll call of members.
Rump?
Here.
Hafer?
Here.
Folsom? Shank?
Here.
Wolf?
Here.
Willis? Sandville?
Here.
Ferrari?
Here.
Heifel?
Here.
That's okay. How many members are present? Six.
Six members present.
Yep.
Two absent.
Thank you very much. All right. We will next have the Pledge of Allegiance. If you'd please rise.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Item number four, approval of the consent agenda.
Motion to approve.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to approve the consent agenda. Please register your vote.
All council members present voting aye.
Thank you. Motion passes. Item number five, consider approval of the appointment of Duncan Loges as a police officer for the city of Blair.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. This is the fun part where we actually get to add to our staff. So as you said, we're recommending Duncan Loges tonight to be hired as a new officer for the city of Blair. Born in Omaha, graduated from Blair. Has an associate's degree at Iowa Western, currently worked at Omaha. I think that's probably over with now. But he has completed all the phases of the hiring process and is accepted into the basic academy that starts this Sunday. So this is one of the later ones that we've actually hired and sent out right away almost.
Any questions for the chief?
No.
No? Okay. I'll entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion to approve the appointment of Duncan Loges as a police officer with the Blair Police Department.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to approve the appointment of Duncan Loges as a new officer with the Blair Police Department. Please register your votes.
All council members present voting aye.
Motion passes. Item number six, the swearing in of new Blair Police Officer Duncan Loges. She's gonna come around.
Shelly's gonna do the honors.
Yep, Shelly's gonna do the honors. Yep. You can face her. Yep.
Yep. This one.
There you go.
Perfect. Please raise your right hand and repeat after me. I, please state your name.
I, Duncan Loges.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of Nebraska.
And the Constitution of the State of Nebraska.
And the ordinances of the City of Blair, Nebraska.
And the ordinance of the City of Blair, Nebraska.
Against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
Against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
And perform faithfully and impartially.
Perform.
Faithfully and impartially.
And impartially.
The duties of a police officer.
The duties of a police officer.
According to law.
According to law.
And to the best of my ability.
And to the best of my ability.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations, Duncan. Welcome aboard.
Congratulations.
Jim Sample, congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
And you get a shiny new badge, too.
Oh, wow.
All right. Careful, Joe. Careful.
Oh, man, get straight.
There you go.
Thank you. All right, excellent. Okay, item number 7. Request to appear before the Mayor and City Council by Mary Berg on behalf of the Blair Public Library Foundation to hold a fundraiser for the new amphitheater at Generations Park in the Blair Public Library on October 7th. 2023 and request permission to obtain a special designated liquor license for the event. Ms. Berg, Mr. Green, will you help fix the podium? It's not straight. It's going to drive me crazy.
Now you're going to make me nervous like this.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Okay. Mary Berg, B-E-R-G, 1113 Joanne Drive. Blair, Nebraska, 68007. Good evening. I am here to request on behalf of the Library Foundation permission to obtain a special use liquor license for one night for a fundraising event that the foundation wishes to have for the amphitheater is what the special night is for. It'll be a night of, it'll go approximately, I think I originally said from set 6 to 10, probably more of 6:30 to 9:30 or 10. We are going to have, it's going to be a semi-formal event, heavy hors d'oeuvres, entertainment, music, speakers, a silent auction, possibly a live auction. It will be a ticketed event, and it's an over 21 event, of course, and we're expecting 125 to 150 people. All funds will go to the Library Foundation, 100% will be used to fund the amphitheater. On this special night. Everything the Library Foundation does, of course, 100% of our funds go to support the library on various projects. This is a special project. In the past, you know, we have raised money to build the new library, around $2.5 million for the new library. Over the course of the money we've had in our funds, we have used to fund just different things with the library, including bookcases, display cabinets, lots of tech equipment, computers, things for we use for the meeting room. In order to continue to do that and to continue to have funds, we need to hold fundraisers, and we have not had one. And since we did the original fundraiser, which I think was back in 2015 for the library, which we had at South Creek at the time, which was a similar fundraiser, the drinks and music and auctions, and I think over that night we raised over $90,000, so it was very successful. And we hope that this will be as successful. Again, it will be, I think I put October, it's either going to be the 7th or the 14th. We may have a conflict with the 7th day that I originally put down. Mm-hmm. One of the things that I've talked about with the library and actually some of the people with the city is, does that open the floodgates for a lot of people to have events that's on city properties that include alcohol? But I think we're just a little bit different because we only support a city function. The whole purpose of the library or the foundation is to support the library. So from that aspect, we're not just someone coming in or asking for an event or a wedding. It's a very specific purpose. We don't expect it to be a very wild event, but we think a nice event that would include alcohol and non-alcoholic beverages and hors d'oeuvres would be successful for the library. We actually hopefully to have one every year. We looked at alternative locations, but we really couldn't find anything in Blair. We want to showcase the library. We want to showcase Generations Park while we're there. We're hoping it'll be warm enough to do, you know, open the doors to the patio and some things still at that time, and showcase where the amphitheater is going to be. And I think it'll be beneficial in place for alternative locations. We really couldn't think of anything that was in town. So we hope that you will consider this for the Library Foundation and for the library to allow us to move forward and be successful in our fundraising campaign.
Thank you. Any questions for Ms. Berg? Any questions for staff? No? Any comments from the public? I have one. Desiree, do we have to carry a separate policy for this event? Insurance policy?
You would need to check with your insurance company
okay.
to see if it will be covered.
Okay.
May I speak? We have talked with Brenda about that, and we.
Sorry, I was going to ahead. Yeah, that was my comment.
Yeah, she probably
we had it. We had kind of floated this to Brenda and Rod just to ask what the logistics might be, and they did say there would be an insurance rider, I believe, much like they have for the fire department when they do their event.
Mm-hmm.
So it would be a lot like it would be like that. So we had asked Brenda just some details for that. So that was what she had relayed to us at the time.
But she did indicate it was going to be a problem. She had already talked to the insurance company about it, which would have been, we were originally wanting to have it in the winter, but we weren't quite ready. So at that time, they indicated it wouldn't be an issue since it was a one-night event and it was ticketed. It didn't seem it was going to be a big issue to get it. And since we were going to get a special permit, again, similar to the fire department, she indicated that they said it was not a long process. It was pretty simple.
Okay. Anything else? No? Okay, that'll entertain a motion. Thank you, Mary.
I'll make a motion to approve the fundraiser event for the Blair Public Library Foundation at the Blair Public Library on October 14th, 2023, and permission to obtain a special designated liquor license for the event.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to approve the fundraising event at the Blair Public Library for the Blair Public Library Foundation in October, either 7th or 14th. Please register your vote.
All council members present voting aye.
Motion passes. Item number 8, consider resolution 2023-37 approving the amended Blair Police Policies and Procedures 204 and 401 regarding part-time police officers.
Good evening, Mayor Rump, members of the council, the public. Before you is an amendment to the policies and procedures. There are two policies that are affected by the adoption of part-time police officers. Chief Lager approached City Administrator Green and city staff about the need to have part-time officers and what those individuals would be doing and what benefit that would bring to the Blair Police Department for some of the schedule shortages, and Chief Lager can speak to that. But in order to do that, I went through the policies and procedures. A part-time officer is not a member of the FOP, and so those police officers that are not members of the FOP by definition would fall under the Blair policies and procedures, and then they also fall under the city personnel manual by default. So these two policies, 204 and 401, are really getting at policies and procedures for not only the hiring process, because they're not covered by the Civil Service Commission rules, and then also just uniforms and the scope of how Chief Lager goes about the hiring process with the HR department and those types of things. So these sections need to be updated in the Blair Police Department's policies and procedures so that if you approve resolution number the next item, that those policies and procedures are in place. I would say that this is an independent item from item number 9 on the agenda. This policy and procedures would need to be updated no matter what, just to make sure that it made sense that we're doing the hiring process. One of the things that was discussed, if you had a lateral hire, maybe you have somebody that retired from one of the other departments or even the Blair Police Department, do they have to go through retesting, those types of things. And so those are the items that are outlined in those policies that we're dealing with. So hopefully Chief Lager and the police department can attract some part-time officers to assist, you know, in filling in those gaps, those types of things. So if you have any specific questions about the policies, I'm more than willing to answer those for the council and the mayor.
No questions? Any comments from the public?
I'll say that we met with the Police and Fire Commission and talked through it with the chief, and this makes a lot of sense, you know, for him and his team in order to get more staff as needed for vacations and those kind of things, and allow other police officers that maybe are retired or part-time somewhere else, if they want to work a little longer hours, they can have other opportunities as well. So we think this is a good idea.
Thank you. All right, entertain an introduction.
I'll introduce resolution number 2023-37.
Second.
First it's the introduction and then.
Commission member Shank introduces resolution number 2023-37, approving the amended Blair police policies and procedures 204 and 401 regarding part-time police officers.
I move to adopt resolution number 2023-37 as presented.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to adopt resolution number 2023-37 as presented. Please register your vote.
All commission members present, all council members present voting aye.
Motion passes. Item number 9, resolution number 2023-38, approving a newly created job description for the position of Blair part-time police officer. Ms. Solomon.
Thank you, Mayor Rump, members of the council. Before you is the resolution to formally adopt the job description specifically for the part-time police officer. This would be, if it's approved, it would be adopted, it would be ready to go out and go through the hiring process. So this is the next phase of having the council's consideration regarding a part-time police officer. If you have any questions about the job description, I'm more than willing to answer those questions for you.
No questions from the council. Any comments from the public? Police and Fire Committee?
Again, we're in agreement with everything that was discussed prior, so there's no other questions. I'll introduce resolution number 2023-38.
Resolution number 2023-27 was introduced by Councilmember Shank, approving a newly created job description for the position of Blair part-time police officer.
And Shelley, it should be 2023-38. I think it just, there's a little tiny typo there, just so you know.
Do you want me to reread it?
Yes, thank you.
Resolution number 2023-38.
No.
Was introduced by Councilmember Shank, approving a newly created job description for the position of Blair part-time police officer.
I'm going to adopt resolution number 2023-38 as presented.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to adopt resolution number 2023-38 as presented. Please register your vote.
All council members present voting aye.
Thank you. Motion passes. Item number 10. Consider approval of the preliminary budget for the fiscal year 2023 and 2024 and authorize the publication of the budget hearing on September 12th, 2023. Mr. Green.
Thank you, Mayor. Council members, again, you have before you tonight now the proposed budget. Made a few slight changes to it since our budget workshop. Aaron might ask you to go ahead and open that up, if you would. We kind of show the audience. There are some hard copies up here, too, if people would like to pick some of those up. And staff, I left a couple hard copies on the back table there, too, so if you wanted to take a look at those. I might ask you to turn to the second page on it, which has at the very top property taxes levied, previous and proposed. We finally got the official valuation from the county late last week. And we had some really good news. The final valuation was received was approximately $10 million higher than what we had anticipated going into the budget hearing. And so the official valuation for the city of Blair is $945,061,827, which represents a 22.34% increase from the previous year. Now, the vast, vast majority of that is from one key development that was done in the city limits, and that is the Dollar General Distribution Center. So it really goes to show how critically important continuing to keep economic development moving forward and having good industries locate here, and especially to be in the city limits, which a large portion of the BioCampus is not for a variety of different reasons. And so we want to make sure that we continue to annex those appropriate properties to help with this, with the valuation. I think most citizens have also acknowledged the fact that there are some increases that happen simply because of re-evaluation or revaluation of particular properties, and we are very sensitive to those increases that property owners are faced with. You'll notice about midway on this second page, there's a line that's called total property tax levied. So this is the actual dollar amount, and in that third column for fiscal year 23-24, the total dollar amount that we will be asking for in the budget is $2,971,869.77, which is an increase of 14%. Now, with the valuation that came out from the county, they now, according to state law, have to give a number that they call real growth. And then what the legislature requires is that if you go over that real growth amount, and again, sometimes we've talked about real growth plus 2.5%. Actually, the form, the state form, they take that, they pull that 2.5% out and then add it back in based on the votes that are done by the council. So it really comes down to that real growth number. Our real growth number this year, keep in mind the valuation went up 22%, real growth was 15.6%. So as long as we don't exceed that 15.6%, we fall within then the growth limit that the state puts on us for having to attend that joint public hearing for the budget that will be held on September 21st. So right now, the budget that you have before you holds our growth at 14%. So underneath that 15.6% requirement that comes from the state. You'll notice at the very bottom of this page then, it shows the full valuation, like I said, 22.34%, and then the actual mill levy rates that would be assessed against the properties. And so these are cents per $100 that would be levied. And if you look at the combined column on the right-hand side, we would go down from this current year, which is 33.7482 cents, down to 31.4463 cents per $100. So that's a decrease of 7.32% in the levy rate. Now keep in mind what that ultimately means then, if an individual's house was revalued and increased by 7.3%, there really is no tax increase at all. The same dollar amount that would be coming towards the city of Blair would be the same as it was last year. If your valuation increase was less than 7.3%, you actually get a real tax decrease from the city of Blair. For someone who maybe had their house go up, say, 10%, well, really is the net difference then between the two. And so even in this hyperinflation time period, to have a net increase of maybe 2.7% is not too bad for us, as we've got higher costs because of labor increases, material increases, all those kinds of things. So pretty pleased with the way the numbers turned out. If you turn the page over, and Aaron, if you go back up to the first page, here's the actual dollar amounts then for the budget that we are ultimately proposing. And again, just a reminder that our budget is divided into the general fund, which incorporates the vast majority of the regular business of the city, the vast majority of our city employees, police department, parks department, most of those kinds of things. And then you see debt service and several other things that are listed down below, including some of the proprietary things like water and sewer and streets. Well, from the general fund, we are asking for a total of $10,677,798.78 for this particular year. Again, that balances out with the revenues and expenses for the general fund. And then when you combine everything all the way down to the bottom of the page, the total of all the funds, and this includes, again, keep in mind, street fund. I mean, streets is how we're paying for all the work that's being done on the bypass and paying for that, as well as the water fund, which is paying for all of the expansion down at the water treatment plant. The total amount of all funds is $103,903,144.67, which is an increase from last year's budget of 8.2%. So again, keep in mind, with all the inflation that's going on, all the work that we're doing, all the new work that is happening both in the bypass and at the water treatment plant, ultimately the budget is set to go up 8.2%. So I'll take any questions that you may have for me. Just a reminder, well, I'll take questions first and then I'll kind of talk about some dates. All right, just a reminder that part of the motion that you have before you also is to then set the budget hearing. So we are required to have a special budget hearing, whether we hold our own or whether we're part of the joint budget hearing. Again, as long as we stay under that state required real growth amount, we can just hold our own, don't have to be part of the joint one. And right now we're scheduling our own budget hearing for September 12th, which again is the normal night of our first meeting in September, but at 6:30 p.m. State statute requires that there be no end time established for that meeting. Those who show up will have an opportunity to speak. We can't limit how much they want to speak that night, but that does take place at 6:30. And then you can see, well, just to remind you of the remaining dates that are coming up, that's at 6:30 on September 12th. Then we'll have our normal meeting either at 7 p.m. or as soon as 5 minutes after that budget hearing is over. And during that regular meeting on September 12th is when the council will be considering the actual fiscal year 2024 ordinance or any amendments that you'd like to make to that budget at that point in time. That evening we'll also have a special public hearing setting the final property tax request. The council will vote then to normally exceed the statutory limit of 2.5% by 1%. That is something that historically the council has always approved. That allows us to go 3.5% on our potential approved funds. The council then will adopt the annual appropriation ordinance, and then finally the resolution setting the levy for fiscal year 2024. But we still have an opportunity to make any final changes that you'd like to make to the budget. So if you do have any final requests that you'd like to make to me, encourage you to do that as soon as possible. We'll get that incorporated and ready then for September 12th. Again, as I said, the joint hearing that will be held by the county and others who are required to attend that will be on September 21st. It's going to be held at the fairgrounds over in Arlington. And again, as of right now, the city is not required to attend that, and we're going to do everything that we need to make sure that we don't. But we still haven't finished taking all of our budget numbers and incorporating them into the state form. That really ultimately is the final deciding factor, but I believe right now we should be able to avoid that. If we don't, we'll just reduce one or two little projects, some, or delay some until the next fiscal year to make sure that hopefully we don't have to attend that meeting. And then finally by the end of the month, we will be, end of September, we'll be filing the city and the airport budget with both the county clerk and the state office. Any final questions about that?
Thank you. Any comments from the public? Having none, I'll entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion to approve the preliminary budget for fiscal year 2023-2024 and authorize publication of budget hearing set for September 12, 2023.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to approve the preliminary budget for fiscal year 2023 and 24. Please register your vote.
All council members present voting aye.
Motion passes. Item number 11, Mr. Green again.
Thank you, Mayor. Several things just to report tonight. Number one, thank you, Shelley, for filling in tonight. So, did a great job. And you only said commission once, so that, you know, that just kind of flows out so easily when you're always working with the planning commission. So appreciate that. Councilmember Shank has asked to be able to make an announcement, and so let me turn over to you.
Well, I'm having a hard time with this one. I'm going to have to resign as councilman early, and so the next scheduled meeting is when I plan on being my last time. It may go further, but I think it, as of right now, I'm hoping that'll be correct. My reason for stepping aside as councilman is my circumstances are dictating that I make a career augmentation. So I'm going to be taking a job that's going to take me away from being able to be here to perform the duties of councilman. It really sucks, I'll be honest with you, because I have thoroughly enjoyed serving the community in this capacity, getting to know everyone, working with the fire department, with, you know, and the police committee and the other committees that I've sat on, and being able to work with everyone. I am trying to keep it together. I'm going to miss it. And maybe one day down the road I could run again and do it. It's not what I'd planned, but there's no other choice at this point for me other than stepping aside. I own the laundromat. I have management that runs that. I have a great manager there. All that'll be just fine. I'm just stepping away from my day-to-day duties there to take another job so I can keep moving forward in my life. So with that said, I just felt like it'd be appropriate to mention that tonight.
Thank you, Councilmember Schenck, and we do appreciate your service. You will be missed.
Definitely.
That being said, when Andrew officially sends me a letter, we will be putting a posting in the paper with a public notice that would welcome anybody who lives in Ward 2 that would entertain the idea of becoming a council member, and they can send in a letter of interest, and we'll have those dates published later. But again, thank you, Andrew. We really do appreciate you.
And I too want to express my appreciation to you for your service and your friendship over the years, and Godspeed with what you're involved with. So did want to let you know that I had the opportunity last week to attend the OPPD board meeting. So they had on their agenda basically a resolution before their board kind of requiring them to have certain milestones that they're going to reach as far as new contracts for power generation. And power generation and reliable power has been something that's very, very important, obviously, for the city of Blair, and especially all of our business partners. And so took the time to go down for their board meeting, got up and encouraged them and just thanked them, number one, for their good partnership that we've had with OPPD over the years. I just kind of stressed to them the importance of having good power generation. You know, it's pretty amazing to get up and speak at a simple little meeting like that. I probably talked for 60 seconds or 90 seconds, something like that, but I had three or four different staff members approach me afterwards just to thank me for being there at the Dollar General open house last Saturday. Two other employees from OPPD came up and just said, hey, it was great to have you there. We really appreciate the support and appreciate the encouragement. So it's just a reminder again how important it is for us to be communicating with those other partners that play a critical role in the success for Blair and the success for the businesses around us. There is a coffee with the CEO from OPPD that's coming up in September, so really encourage all of you, if you have the time and are able to attend that, to do that and invite the public as well to just kind of show up and let them know how important reliable power is. Just a reminder to all of you that Reach Church is providing lunch next Tuesday for the city staff, as well as elected officials and appointed officials. This is their way of kind of saying thank you back to the staff, and so encourage you to be able to be here, and just want to thank Reach Church for their love and support for doing that. Just want to let you know that Aaron and I will both be out of town this Wednesday afternoon through Friday. Both of us will be attending the Four States Airport Conference down in Kansas City. Look forward to making some good connections there. And then last thing I just wanted to mention is what's coming up next on the agenda. For the sake of the audience that's here tonight, we are going to be going into a closed executive session. Just a reminder to all of them that there will be no voting during this closed session, and no additional items are on the agenda except to adjourn. They are free to stay in the building if they'd like to, but if they're going to stay, we'll have to usher them up to the front office and then they can come back. But again, the only thing that will happen after the executive session is just to adjourn the meeting. No additional voting will take place. So, thank you.
Okay, thank you. And item number 12 is the executive session. So thank you for coming.
I would like to make a motion to go into executive session at 7:37 p.m. for the following reason, to discuss possible litigation involving the city of Blair and to preserve the attorney-client privilege.
Motion has been made. Whoops, I need someone a second.
Second.
Sorry, a motion has been made and seconded to go into executive session for the limited purpose to discuss the following subjects. Possible litigation involving the city of Blair and to preserve the attorney-client privilege. Please vote.
Motion passed.
It says passed.
Yeah. It came down at the bottom.
It's not coming up there.
No, it's not coming up there.
Well, you're not on the right thing.
You're not on the 12.
Yeah.
Oh, stand by. There we go. Please hold.
Okay. There it is. All council members present voting aye.
A motion has been carried to go into executive session for the limited purpose of discussing litigation involving the city of Blair and to preserve the attorney-client privilege. Ms. Solomon.
I would like to make a motion to come out of executive session and reconvene as a city council at 8:43 p.m.
Second.
We have a motion a second to come out of executive session and reconvene as a city council. Please register your vote.
All council members present voting aye.
The motion to come out of executive session at 8:43 p.m. has carried. The executive session was limited to the following subjects to discuss possible litigation involving the city of Blair and to preserve the attorney-client privilege. Item number 13.
I would like to wish Kirk and his wife a happy anniversary.
What about you and your wife?
And also, we found out today that we have the same anniversary, so it's my anniversary today also.
Oh,
so
that's
great. Yes, thank you.
Happy anniversary to you, or to y'all.
So we're going to George's.
And also, happy Labor Day to everybody. Be safe, and I would like to make a motion to adjourn this meeting.
Second.
We have a motion a second to adjourn the meeting. Please vote. Meeting adjourned.